the Vox Markets podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Today, I'm delighted to be joined again by Mo Khan, the CEO of hVIVO, who have just signed a £2.65 million hLAB contract with a US biotechnology client. Mo, welcome again.
Thank you for having me on again.
Good to see you, Mo, and congratulations on this morning's announcement. For those listeners who may not be familiar with hVIVO, could you give us a brief overview of what the company does? And then if you could walk us through this morning's announcement and obviously its significance for hVIVO.
Yeah, absolutely. So hVIVO is the world's largest human challenge trial CRO. So human challenge trials are phase two clinical trials. And the key difference between human challenge trials and every other clinical trial is that we actually inoculate our healthy volunteers with the virus. So we are effectively creating our own patients. And what this means is that we can actually test vaccines and antivirals in a phase two clinical setting much faster and much cheaper than you would do it in the traditional way. So typically, if you were doing a phase two trial in the field, it would take you 2 to 3 years and cost you, you know, on the upper side of £20 million. Whereas conducting a trial with us will be done within 10 months. So you will know whether your drug really is effective or not in a 10-month period. So it's been a growing business, as you know. The last 2 years and hopefully 24 has been tremendous. We will be issuing a trading update very soon, but we've seen significant growth, top line and bottom line. We established a good base of clients, and you know, late last year we've also expanded our service line. So we moved to the world's largest challenge trial facility in Canary Wharf in July of last year, and as part of that move, we added additional space to our a lab capabilities. In fact, we tripled the lab space from the previous facility. And as part of that, we've been now offering standalone lab services under the banner of hLAB. So, you know, for 20 years, we'll be doing lab services, but only catering for the human challenge trials we were conducting in-house. So, but now we are looking to market these services for trials that are run by other companies and other sponsors. So it's great to see that within, 3 or 4 months of launching this brand name, we've been able to sign this £2.7 million contract, but total value will be over £3 million. And this work will begin almost immediately. The majority of the revenue will be recognized in 2025, and some going into 2026. But you know, overall, considering this is a new launch, although this is the largest contract we've signed, it's pretty good milestone for us to achieve in a very new service line.
Well, that's great. I mean, the announcement you mentioned, hLAB, and obviously this new sort of branding you've got, it's the sole virology lab for this type of study. Can you explain what is the significance of that and what it means for you guys at hVIVO?
Yeah, so this phase two study is being conducted in 50 international clinical trial sites, so 50 different hospitals effectively, and they're recruiting over 5,000 patients in the study. And we will be getting samples from each one of these participants, people who are taking part in the clinical trial. And the samples will be sent into our Canary Wharf lab, where we will process them and we will analyze them. And so the work we are doing will really determine whether the drug has been effective or not. So we will be running all the virology and the immunology testing for this trial. And of course, as you know, the goal in a phase two influenza trial is to see whether the drug is effective or not. So this trial contains an active, or the people who get the vaccine arm, and then a control or a placebo arm. And the goal here is to see that the people who are on the vaccine don't get the flu, or the symptoms are not as high as the people who get the placebo. And our goal really will be to measure how exposed our patients have been with regards to influenza and how long they've had the symptoms for. And our lab analysis will ultimately determine whether the drug has worked or not.
Great. Well, I mean, we spoke a lot recently, or certainly before Christmas, about your move to Canary Wharf, which was quite a significant milestone for the company. But can you tell us how the move there, you know, has helped expand your hLAB services? And do you think we're going to see a lot more contracts like this in the future?
Oh, I definitely hope so. I mean, part of our diversification plan is to, add new service lines adjacent to the human challenge trials we already run. And, by increasing our lab space has given us the capability to add these type of contracts. We also added a CL3 lab, which means that we can now work on pathogens that are a higher kind of level of infectivity risk, if you will, like COVID, for example. And we also have the capacity to add a bacterial lab. So the move to Canary Wharf has absolutely helped us in launching this standalone lab services. On top of that, we announced, I think towards the end of last year that we signed a clinical site contract where we were acting as a clinical site for a large phase two trial. And again, that has only been able to be done because we moved to Canary Wharf. So I'm very pleased the fact that, on top of the human challenge trials we do as our core business, that the two new service lines we've added in what, September of last year both have had significant contract signatures, and we hope we'll see the growth continue.
Well, thank you, Mo, for sharing those insights with us. It's always a great pleasure to talk to you. And listen, I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me on. All the best.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.